সুতরাং স্ফুরিত চারু বিন্দাধরা
গ্রহে মধুর হোম কৃতং প্রণয় কেলি কোপাকুলম মহারসিক মৌলিনা অভয় কৌতুকম বীক্ষিতম স্মরামি তব রাধিকে রতিকলা সুখম শ্রীমুখম
দ মোস্ট মিউনিফিসেন্ট পার্সোনালিটি শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু ভেরি কনফিডেন্সিয়াল অ্যাসোসিয়েট শ্রী প্রবোধানন্দ সরস্বতী পাদ হি ইজ প্রেয়িং দ্যাট ও রাধে হেন উইল আই সি ইয়র বিউটিফুল ফেস with its fine arched eyebrows, with your rosy lips, your sweet looks, and your sweet eyes that will glance at Maharasika Mouli. Maharasika Mouli means, Mouli means the pinnacle or the peak or the chief. So the peak or the topmost of all Maharasik. So who is the best of all Maharasik? He is none other than Govinda. So when will I see Govinda shivering in fear in front of your sweet eyes? When will I behold this scene? So we find that Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he is praying for Radha Dasya in this shloka. This means that Saraswati Pad, he is accepting that the position of Radha Dasi is so much high, it is the topmost. He is saying that when will I be able to get the position of your servant? This means that Radharani, she agitates the heart so much. She arouses so much thirst in the devotee that he is begging for her servitude. Now, he is getting the vision of a very beautiful, confidential pastime. Who is Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad? Before we go into the pastime, we need to know this. What is his identity? In Vrindavan, he is Tunga Vidya Sakhi. And in Gaur Leela, he is Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad. And he has attained extreme kripa of Sri Gaur Sundar. We find this in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because he was so much, he got so much kripa of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That is why he got this prayer in his heart to become a Manjari. This is because of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. Because he is feeling this kripa in his heart, so he is praying to become Radharani's Manjari. The entire text is full of such prayers. When will I become your servant? When will I become your servant? This prayer itself, it proves that he wants to become Manjari. But what do we see? That the ones who are the Nitya Siddha Manjari, that means they are the eternal Manjaris, such as Rupa Manjari, Sanatan Goswami who is Zabako Manjari, they have never prayed like this, that, O Lord, when will I become your maid servant? They have stated that we are your dasis, we are your maidservants, and when now you are going to allow us to serve you. That has been the prayer. They have not prayed that when will you give us this position. But here we find Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad is praying that when will I become your maidservant, and why? Why does he want this position? He has replied that Radharani is the fathomless ocean of Amritam, and that is why I want to become your maidservant. So he has described a Radha Dasi. That who is a Radha Dasi? A Radha Dasi is one who immerses into the fathomless ocean of Amritam. That is Srimati Radharani. This is the hitherto unoffered gift of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And who is Gosundar? He has appeared for what? He is the embodiment of Radha Bhav. He has appeared on this earth to relish Radha Bhav. Goichan, we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the very first chapter, it says that Goichano Radha Prema, Goichano Mor Madhurima, Goichano Shukhetu Mubhor. This means that just to relish that Goichano Radha Prema, how is Radharani's prema? What is the bhava of Radharani? So to fulfill these desires only, he appeared on this earth. He is Swam Bhagavan. He is the fathomless ocean of Ras. He is Ras personified. He is beauty personified. And yet, he is craving for more Ras, to relish more Ras. Whose Ras? The Ras of Radharani. That means, what is the glory or what is the greatness of Radharani's love? What was this greed that he had? He was greedy to taste, to enjoy Radharani's love and her bhav. What the feeling she goes through when she loves Shyam Sundar. But how is it possible to relish this? It is not possible because Radharani, she is the embodiment of Madanakya Mahabhav. It makes Sachidananda Parabrahma, Sri Krishna, who is the absolute truth, mad. Sri Krishna, he is sweetness. He is condensed sweetness. He is the sweetness inside all sweetness. And yet, Radharani's prema, it makes him all the more sweet. And then the bliss, the ecstasy which she expresses, it is so extraordinary that he starts wondering that when will I taste this wonderful bhav, what she is expressing. He is thinking, I'll not waste a single moment. I will just now make an attempt. But no, it was not possible. As Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, that Sri Krishna is thinking that because I am the object of love, I can never relish love. I have to be the shelter of love. That means I have to be the one who loves. Because the one who loves is always much more joyous. She relishes much more joy than the object of love. So it is always happier to love than to be loved. And as Govinda, he could not relish this, so he was forced to appear as Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And what was the result of this? The result was Gambhira Leela. But here we find that once again he is full of the desire to relish Manjari Bhav. What is the evidence that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu wanted to relish Manjari Bhav? Chaitanya Charitamrita itself is the evidence. It is a wonderful, wonderful text. When he comes back, when he regains consciousness, he is telling in a state of Ardha Bahya, because Sriman Mahaprabhu, he used to show three states. That is, one used to be the internal state. That is when he was completely immersed in Radha Bhav and he used to forget all external surroundings. Then he used to speak only from his inner self. Then one state used to be external. That means he was aware that all devotees are present in front of him and he was aware of his external surrounding environment. and one was a half internal and half external state, where he was half in Vrajadham and half aware of what is going on around him. So during this half internal and half external state, he is telling the devotees that, oh, I saw that in one cave of Govardhan, Brajendra Nandan was playing the flute. And then I saw that Radharani, she entered the kunja inside that cave, and there they are performing divine love sports. There I went along with some sakis, and there I saw how the sakis were joking and laughing with them. Then when Radha Krishna, they entered the kunja in the cave, one sakhi, she approached me and said, go pluck flowers. So naturally, whom will the sakhi order? A sakhi will not order another sakhi. She will order only a manjari. So Gaur Sundar is actually relishing Radha Seva and Radha Dasya. Also he continues that when they found him, once when he had jumped in the sea thinking that it is Jamuna, he was unconscious. After a long, long time, he regained consciousness. Then he told Swarup Damodar and all that, I saw, you know why I jumped into the sea? Because I saw that Radharani and Brajendra Nandan, Shyam Sundar, they are both enjoying the love sports in the water in Vrindavan. And this is why I was there on the banks, and I was seeing that how wonderfully they are performing their love sports in the water. And one sakhi was showing me, when Radha Krishna, they love sport in the water, then the manjaris, they remain on the banks with ingredients of seva. When Radha Krishna, they come out of the water, they dry their body with towel, and then they dress them up. And Kaviraj Goswami Pad, he has told very clearly that the Lord, he relished these seva himself, and then he gave us that those instructions. So which means that the Lord did not give us the instruction of Manjari Swarup Sadhana if he would not have relished it. He relished Radha Bhav, true, but he never told us that you also become in Radha Bhav, you also love Krishna just in the mood of Radharani. He never told us that. He taught us the Manjari Swarup Sadhana. It is because he also relished in Manjari Bhav. And this is the topmost bhav. This is why he was able to give us the topmost bhav. Without relishing nectar yourself, you cannot give instructions. This is why we find that Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, they have completely surrendered themselves, acharyas have completely surrendered themselves at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Whether in an awakened state or whether in a sleeping state, they have only adored her. He has prayed that Sphuratu me Radha Padabja Sada, that means may Radharani's lotus feet always inspire in my heart. This shows the mood of servitude. Now, while praying like this, Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he was getting the vision of a very sweet, rasaful vision. And he said that, I'm seeing this, that Radha Krishna, they are having a rough quarrel with each other. Radharani, she is showing rough anger towards Shamsundar. When does this happen? This means that he is seeing the Dan Leela, that means the tax-paying Leela. We find that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was so much full of viraha, he was burning. He was crying on the banks of Radha Kund, he was rolling. And he was crying so loudly, he was lamenting for Radharani. He was saying, Hi Ishwari, when will I get to behold you? In fact, he had turned so much mad, so much depressed. Our Mahajan have written that he was so much full of viraha that he was rolling on the ground and was wailing. In fact, his eyes had become blind because of torrential tears. He used to just get up and again fall. He used to throw himself on the ground. He used to get hurt. And on the Radha Kunda banks, he could never speak. He would only, his tongue would quiver so softly. And he would just be wailing on these banks. He was wetting the banks of Radha Kund with tears. Unless and until we devotees, we have some very little bit of this viraha feeling for our Ishwari, it is impossible to relish any of these verses, any of these prayers. It is impossible to relish sadhana if we don't feel at least little bit of viraha. And our Mahajan has written that he was burning just like fire. Why? Why viraha? Why not enjoy our sadhana in the mood of milan or in the mood of uniting with our Ishta, that is, say, Swamini? Why not? It would be more enjoyable. But we find that all our acharyas, they have relished sadhana in the mood of viraha, because viraha, it gives so much more pleasure than even milan ras. But to make Srila Raghunath Das Goswami come out of depression, then Rupa Goswami, in the beginning, he thought, okay, since he is so much depressed, so much miserable, let me, you know, tell him something more about the separation between Radha Krishna, so it will be in line with his mood and maybe he will feel better. But it did not happen. When he read anything about viraha between Radha Krishna, he would become crores of time more depressed. Now the Goswamis were really worried what to do, how to make him all right. So they decided that, oh, we have to make Raghunath hear something pleasing. Because he was behaving literally mad. And dhoirya nahi baadhe, this means that there was no self-control at all. Then Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, he was so full of compassion, he wrote this great drama, Danakeli Komodi. That means it is a drama about tax paying. And then he told Raghunath Das Goswami, you stop reading those viraha leelas, you know, because I still have to edit them. They have got too many problems inside. Please return all those things to me. Now, this is the edited version of my new text. So you read this now, complete with proofreading. So Raghunath Das Goswami, when he read this Dankeli Komudi, he was so much pleased. He was so happy. Because we have viraha, which is four, four types of viraha are there. One is purvarag, then we have man, then we have short distance separation, long distance separation, and this viraha, it varies its degree according to the type. So when now his heart was full of prosperous sambhog, that is the rush of union, because Daan ke liye Kaumudi has a very happy ending where Radha Krishna united with each other, so all his viraha was gone. He himself started writing, and he wrote two very fantastic dramas. One is Daan ke liye Chintamani and the other is Mukta Charitram. And in Daan ke liye Chintamani, he has written so nicely that Vasudev, he arranged one yajna in Govind Kund, in our Brijadham. In this, why this yajna? He was doing this yajna so that Balaram and Shri Krishna, they should be protected from all evil. So why Vasudev Mahashaya did not perform the yajna in Mathura? It is because Kausa, he would not have tolerated it. He was such a terror. This is why he decided to do it on Giriraj Parikrama path. So it was in Govind Kund. And he also declared over there that whoever will come and offer ghee in this yajna, they will get lots of blessing. And Purnamasi Devi, she spread it all around that, you know, whatever you desire, you will get if you offer ghee in this yajna. So when Radharani heard it, she heard, of course, in the mouth of the parrot, the he parrot and the she parrot, Shukashari. And immediately she made up her mind that, okay, I will get out of the house on the pretext of doing Surya Puja. And then every day she used to carry one pitcher of water to offer to Surya Dev. So today she carried Hayangaveen inside it. What is Hayangaveen? It means especially perfumed ghee. Very pure, especially perfumed ghee. So she took that in the pitcher and then she made one round seat with red cloth. She placed it on her head. And she placed the pitcher of ghee on that, and balancing it, she went. Of course, we devotees, we may be wondering that how is it possible? Vaishnava devotees have a valid question that we are not supposed to worship devis and devatas. It is not at all nice. Then Radharani, who is such a great, the greatest, the topmost Shri Krishna's devotee, and she is worshipping Surya. How come? So here our Goswamis have explained that this we are talking of is an empire of Ras. We are not talking about the sadhak world. In the empire of Ras, here there is nothing other than Sham Ras. In this world, in our sadhak world or sadhak life, it is extremely harmful to worship anyone other than Shri Krishna. Because for us to gain siddhi or to accomplish success in our sadhana, it is very much essential that we have single-pointed devotion. But in the Ras world, there is nothing other than Shri Krishna in their heart. They're absolutely more than pure. So when they worship any Devi, Devta, whatever, it is a part of their Krishna prema. So according to Daan ke liye Chintamani, Radharani, when she arrived at Radha Kund, Then she changed her usual dress. She dressed up nicely. And now she has taken a different route, not the Surya Puja route. But she is carrying the ghee now. And she is specially going through a path because she wants to see Krishna. Actually, it is her heart's desire that she wants to go by the path where she knows that she will meet him. Under some or the other excuse, every day she would take out to meet him. So when she reached Manasi Ganga, then she was just admiring the beauty of Manasi Ganga. And then slowly she was making her way through the woods. And on the other hand, Shyamasundar, he has already heard from the Shuk, that from the he parrot, that Radharani is coming with her sakis on this way. And then immediately he got hold of all his sakhas and he made one octroi deed. And then he told Madhumangal and all the sakhas what all dialogue they should say. And here Tungavidya Sakhi, she told Radhe, just see, look there. There is that butter thief. He is standing there and just illuminating the entire woods of Vrindavan. Radharani told the Sakhis that O Sakhis, who is this? Such a very sweet person. Radharani, she was gazing at Govinda, transfixed, as if she was hypnotized. And she was saying that, oh, this is Shyamasundar. I have seen him only twice. But now, I'm seeing him sweeter than before. I've not seen such a sweet person before. Oh, my dear Sakhis, each and every part of his body is just full of so much sweetness that I really don't know how to describe it. If I can relish just the sweetness of one atom of his body throughout my life, even then I don't think I will have relished enough. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam says that Sri Krishna's sweetness is anusavavinavam. This means that Sri Krishna's sweetness is like a river. Just like in a river, every drop of water that passes by, it is a new drop. Similarly, Sri Krishna's sweetness is new each and every moment. But who relishes this sweetness? Hardly anybody. Even the asuras, even Kamsa, he also saw this person. Did he not see this sweetness? But no, nothing happened. They did not relish anything. Instead, their heart was full of envy. They were burning with envy. This is why our Goswami Pad has explained that Krishna's sweetness we can relish only if we have prem. If we do not have prem, we cannot find Sri Krishna sweet. So does it mean that as soon as we have prem, we will relish sweetness, the same sweetness. All premis will relish same sweetness? No. We will relish Shri Krishna's sweetness according to the type of prem we have and also according to the amount of prem we have. Why? Because Shri Krishna is such a person. He makes himself relishing only to a lover. See, when we come near an ocean of nectar, then how shall we relish it? It will depend on how much we can drink. Whether we are drinking just one drop, whether we have a small vessel, bigger vessel. So similarly, it depends whether our love is small, whether our love is big. How much we can relish. When our love is big, when we have more amount of love, then we can relish more. Shri Krishna himself is saying that Amar Madhurjamrito Ashati Shakuli. This means that there is only one person who can relish his entire sweetness. Who is that person? Srimati Radharani. And why is it that she can relish the entire ocean of sweetness, that is Shri Krishna? Because she has Madanakya Mahabhav. She has such dense, intense anurag. What is the definition of anurag? Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has explained anurag in Ujjwal Nilmani. He has written that anurag is a mood, it is a bhav, which makes the object of love appear new and new each moment. When we find the object of our love new and new every moment, that means we have anurag. We find that the divine couple, they are always united. They are enjoying Milan Ras so much. Even in the presence of Sakhis, Radharani and Shri Krishna, they have met in the flower group, in the Kunja. And Shri Rupa Goswami Pad, he explains this anurag so nicely with this extraordinary example. As soon as Radha Krishna, they have finished their love sports and the Sakhis have entered the Kunja, she is surrounded by the Sakhis. And the Sakhis are now again glorifying Shri Krishna. They are talking about him. Radharani is asking, Sakhi, Koyam Krishna, who is Krishna? She is telling Lalite, I don't know who is this person you are talking about. Tell me, how do I recognize him? Lalita said, why? Why do you want to know about him? She said, because these two syllables, Kri and Shna, they are so dangerous. They have entered through my ears. They are like dacoits. They have entered through my ears and they have stolen all my self-control. So when the name Krishna is so dangerous that it has stolen all my self-control, then what will happen if I actually see him? I badly need to know the identity of this person. You have to show him. Lalita was staring at her, open-mouthed. She said, no, but why? Tell me. There's no need for you to meet him. She said, no, I need it for my self-protection. She was insisting to meet him. And then Lalita Sakhi, she told her, oh my girl, are you so much blind in love? You have just now, throughout the night, you have been making love with him. And now you are asking me, who is he? And our Ishwari is asking, what? I have been with him, but I just now heard his name for the first time. And I know that I have not seen him. Who is this person in Vrindavan? Lalita said, forget it. It is not someone else. If someone else would have done it, I would have maybe believed you. But it was I myself who placed your hand in his hand last night. So I know how crazy you are. This is love. It is not by anyone else. It is I myself placed your hand. And yet I can't believe my ears. The way you are talking is like I am starting to disbelieve. So, similar is, such is Radharani's anurag. And yet, she is always thinking, I have not met him. It is the first time I am meeting him. It is the first time I am seeing his beauty. She is always thirsty to meet him. And he is revealing newer and newer aspects of himself to her. Why? He is not revealing of his own. It's not that he is revealing, but her Mahabhav, her Madanakya Mahabhav is making him reveal his wonderful aspects. And Radharani, she is, then she told, yes, Lalita, yes. Somewhere during the dawn of my life, suddenly like a flash of lightning, I did get some vision. And then it disappeared. Lalita, she is again banging her head. She is saying, once, my girl, throughout the night you have been with him. So this is the mood with which one can relish Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna's sweetness is an infinite ocean. It is just like Agastya Rishi. He is the only person who managed to drink the entire ocean. And when he drank it, he just did it with a cup of his hand. And our Srimati Radharani, using her Madanakya Prem, just as one cup of the palm, she drank the entire nectarine ocean called Govinda. Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, he has explained so nicely this same, this tax-paying Leela, how Sri Krishna is asking that, hey, you cowherd girls, every day you are passing this way. This is the octroi booth. You are supposed to pay tax. You arrogant girls, what do you think yourselves to be? You are defying the law of the kingdom. But Radharani and her sakis, they could care less for these people. They simply shook their hands and walked off. They didn't even bother to answer or look at them. Sri Krishna went, he jumped and went in front and he said, oh, you, every day you are going by. Today, where will you go? I have caught you red-handed, breaking the law, carrying out illegal trade. I demand a tax from you. That is, I want your youth. And then, what beautiful mood came over Radharani. Rupa Goswami Pad, he has written that how Radharani, she simply just quivered her eyebrows little bit. She just arched her finely shaped eyebrows little bit. And then she just looked at him. She did not speak a single syllable. No part of her body displayed any emotion, any movement, just a single turn of the eye, a gaze. And our Goswami Pad is praying, oh, when will I behold that beautiful gaze? And Sri Krishna, or Goswami Pada has written, he could not control himself. His flute fell from his hands. His peacock feather, his crown with peacock feather falls down and start rolling at her feet. His golden yellow robe comes off. He becomes so much frightened, and she has not even spoken a word. This is the best, the sweetest of all her bhavs. It is kilakinchit. What is this kilakinchit bhav? Here, the dominant bhav is joy. And what are the other bhavs? There is crying, arrogance, malevolence, anger, so many bhavs, fear, all mingling together. Joiche dodhi ghitashito moricho korpur. Our Mahajan has written that just like we have this delicious dish called rasala, where it is yogurt. Yogurt has its own taste, but along with that you mix just a dash of kaffir, pepper, salt, sugar, little bit of ghee. And all of these, they have their own individual taste, yet they all mingle with each other, and with yogurt, which is the dominant taste, is that of yogurt. And then it becomes such a lovely delicacy. So similarly, she is happy inside her heart because he has obstructed her way. She has got to see him. She is happy. So happiness is the dominant bhav. But along with that, she has the other sanchari bhavs. Sanchari bhav means the passing moods. And now he is asking Madhumangal. Okay, I'm sorry, not Madhumangal. The writer, that is Srila Rupa Goswami Pada, he is saying that this particular vision, it is full of mangal. That means it is auspicious for all of us who are hearing about this, who can meditate on this vision of Radharani's gaze. How lovely is her gaze? Goswami Pada has described that her eyes are sparkling because inside she is joyous, of course, to see him, but she is scared of his intentions. So the corner of her eyes are slight pinkish. So this shows she is angry. And then she is also weeping because she doesn't know what will happen. So there are very tiny droplets of tears on her eyelashes. They're shining like pearl drops. The ends of her eyes are slightly quivering. There is fear. But she's rolling her eyes upwards like she's arrogant. It's like saying, what are you going to do? You can't stop us. Who are you? That sort of attitude. And there's malevolence. You dare do something to us, we'll show you. So many bhavs intermingling together simultaneously. It's impossible for anyone else to show such bhav. It is possible only in Ishwari. How Ishwari is speaking, our Mahajan has written. Our saint poets, they have described so nicely. She is telling, who the hell are you? You dare not stop us. You impure fellow, dare not defile us by touching us. Why? What makes you so pure? She replies, you know, we have bathed and then we are carrying this pure ghee for a very pure purpose. And you, what are you? Just pilferers, street-side robbers. That's what you are. Sri Krishna, he is so much overwhelmed by the sweet talk. He is mesmerized. Priya jodi man kori korae bhatsan, bestuti hoite hare mormon. Sri Krishna is saying in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when my beloved insults me with abuses, then I find it much more pleasing than Vedic hymns. And our Mahachan has written that he who is all pure, crores and crores of sins can be destroyed by his mere name, just by chanting his holy name once. Mountain of sins can become destroyed. And Radharani is telling him, you impure fellow, you dare not touch us. Of course, she is afraid too of him. Plus, she is amused at his daring. She is charmed. How nicely our saint poets have described. Now he is very slowly, he is taking steps towards her. He is inching his way towards her. And our Radharani is saying, oh hey Kanai, dhire dhire aisho kache. Hey Kanai, I know what you are doing. You are slowly inching towards me. Dare not touch me. Get lost from here. Even by mistake, you dare not come near me. I belong to a very honorable family. You know what you are trying to do? You are a dwarf who is trying to touch the moon. I know everything about you. I know your whole history. A dwarf trying to touch the moon? What do you want? You stop there and you tell me openly what you want. You want to make love to me? Yes? You know your own status? You know your position? What are you? You are just a cattle grazer. While who am I? I am King Rishabhanu's daughter. What will the public say? Look at Radha. She is King Rishabhanu's daughter and she is falling in love with a cattle grazer. People are going to spit on me. He replied, okay, I know you are the daughter of a king, but it doesn't mean that even I am some lowly person. I also have a very spotless character. And I am also the son of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is also not some small person. Yeah, I know everything about you. Get out from here. Radharani said, pouting her lips, I know everything about you. What do you know about me? I won't tell you. Okay, so you're afraid to tell? She stares at him and she says, yeah, I'm afraid of you? I'm not afraid, I'll tell you. He says, okay, go ahead. Why are you afraid? She says, no, I'm not afraid to tell the truth. Then Radharani says, your beauty is so wonderful, just like a bumblebee. And you have such wonderful talent. Oh, you are the most talented person I've ever seen. In what field do you have talent? In stealing. So that is your qualification, butter thief. So bumblebee-like looks and butter thief talents. Of course, yes, definitely, you are the son of a king. You have so nice wealth. What is your wealth? One cow called Dhavali. That is your bank balance. And such one or two other cows. Of course. And just now you said that you are a crown prince, son of Nanda Maharaj. No doubt about that. I don't disbelieve you because I can see you sitting on a throne. What throne? The branch of the Kadamba tree. And always moving from one branch to another. And now I know what you are trying to do. Every time you are taking a small step towards me. So such wonderful rasa sport. Such wonderful rasa conversation. This is a world of rasa. And our Saraswati Pad is writing that Shri Krishna, he is the Rasikendra Mauli, that means he is the pinnacle of all Maharasiks. And I want to just meditate on that Ras, that doll made of Ras, Radharani, whose single gaze, it can fill that Rasikendra Mauli with fear. So I am begging at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani to give me an inspiration of her beautiful, restful gaze so that I can meditate upon it. Iman Mahaprabhu, has mercy on us. Tomorrow we shall continue with Shri Radha Rasa Sudhani.